And as mine honesty puts it to utterance,
Cecilia cannot show himself overkind to Bohemia. They were trained together in their childhood, and they're rooted betwixt them then. Such an affection which cannot choose but branch now. And since their more mature dignities and royal necessities made separation of their society, their encounters, though not personal, have been royally attorneyed with interchange of gifts, letters, loving embassies, that they've seemed to be together, though absent, shook hands as over a vast, and embraced, as it were, from the ends of opposed winds. The heavens continue their loves.
I think there is not in the world either malice or matter to alter it. You have an unspeakable comfort of your young prince, Mamilius. It is a gentleman of the greatest promise that ever came into my note.
I very well agree with you in the hopes of him. It is a gallant child. One that indeed physics the subject, makes old hearts fresh. But they that went on crutches ere he was born desire yet their life to see him a man.
Would they else be content to die?
Oh, yes. If there were no other excuse why they should desire to live.
If the king had no son, they would desire to live on crutches till he had one.
Nine changes of the watery star have been the shepherd's note since we have left our throne without a burden. Time as long again would be filled up, my brother, with our thanks. And yet we should, for perpetuity, go hence in debt. And therefore, like a cipher yet standing in rich place, I multiply with one we thank you, many thousands more that go before it.
Stay your thanks a while and pay them when you pass.
Sir, that's tomorrow. I am questioned by my fears of what may chance or breed upon our absence, that may blow no sleeping winds at home to make us say, this is put forth too truly. Besides, I have stayed to tire your royalty.
We are tougher, brother, than you can put us to it.
No longer stay.
1/7 night longer.
Very sooth tomorrow.
We'll part the time between then, and in that I'll no gainsay.
Press me not, beseech you so. There is no tongue that moves. None. None in the world, so soon as yours could win me. So it should now, whether necessity in your request, although it were needful, I denied it. My affairs do even drag me homeward, which to hinder were in your love a whip to me. My stay to you a charge and trouble, to save both, farewell our brother.
Tongue-tied our queen, speak you.
I had thought, sir, to have held my peace until you had drawn oaths from him not to stay. You, sir, charge him too coldly. Tell him you are sure all in Bohemia's well. This satisfaction the bygone day proclaimed. Say this to him, he's beat from his best ward.
Well said, Hermione.
To tell he longs to see his son were strong. But let him say so then, and let him go. But let him swear so, and he shall not stay. We'll thwack him hence with distaffs. Yet of your royal presence I'll adventure the borrow of a week. When of Bohemia you take my lord, I'll give him my commission to let him there a month behind the jest prefixed for parting. Yet good deed, Leontes. I love thee not a jar of the clock behind. What lady she her lord? You'll stay?
No, madam.
Nay, but you will.
I may not, verily.
Verily. You put me off with limber vows, but I, though you would seek to unsphere the stars with oaths, should yet say, sir, no going. Verily, you shall not go. A lady's verily is as potent as a lord's. Will you go yet? Force me to keep you as a prisoner, not like a guest? So you shall pay your fees when you depart and save your thanks. How say you, my prisoner or my guest? By your dread, verily, one of them you shall be.
Your guest, then, madam. To be your prisoner should import offending, which is for me less easy to commit than you to punish.
Not your jailer, then, but your kind hostess. Come, I'll question you of my lord's tricks and yours when you were boys. You were pretty and lordlings then.
We were, fair queen, two lads that thought there was no more behind but such a day tomorrow as today, and to be boy eternal.
Was not my lord the very old wag of the two?
We were as twinned lambs that did frisk in the sun and bleat the one at the other. What we changed was innocence for innocence. We knew not the doctrine of ill-doing, nor dreamed that any did. Had we pursued that life,